Tech Talk with Jeff Quattromani.
Hi, Jeff. How are you, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Good, thank you. Let's get stuck into it. Apple and Google are about to launch their latest smartphones. Dates have finally been confirmed. It's just around the corner, isn't it, for both brands?
Yeah, look, it really is. So this time next week when we talk, it will be the afternoon of the event would have already taken place. So I'll be able to tell you all about the iPhone 15 and everything else that does get announced next week. But the real message here is, if you're in the market for a new phone, please don't buy one this week. Please do not have buyer's regret and do this without notice. Google is also having an event in a couple of weeks' time to announce their new range of smartphones. So right now, keep your credit cards in your pocket and wait for at least next week.
I see there's a story around today. I think it was today in reference to Apple and their new phone that's coming out, and it's going to have a completely new way of charging. Is that correct? And it's got something to do with the European rules?
Yeah, so the EU actually has enforced all companies to start using the USB-C connection as a standard for technology gadgets, basically. So all smartphones except for Apple currently use this charging port already. Most headphones that you buy will be USB-C. The iPad Pro, for example, is USB-C already, and most laptops are already using that charging connector as well. So if Apple don't do it in September, they effectively won't be able to sell the iPhone into the European Union as of next year. So they have to.
And I see that the rumors are saying that because when you bought a recent Apple iPhone, you haven't been given a charging cable, but I believe if you can believe the rumors, this time when you buy a new iPhone, because of the different cable, they'll actually include a cable in the price.
I would say a cable will be in the box this time, but beyond that, they probably won't have the brick. The actual brick will probably still be something you need to buy yourself.
Samsung has entered the kitchen with their brand all appliances now. What sort of appliances are we talking about in reference to Samsung going into the kitchen with smart tech?
Yeah, so they're going from range hoods, stoves, ovens, the microwave and dishwashers. They've already got fridges in this space, but now they're coming with the whole kitchen sink. But for me, the exciting feature is on their ovens, they're going to be obviously all Wi-Fi connected, because why wouldn't they? But they're going to have a camera inside the oven. So obviously the benefit is you could see how things are looking on your phone without opening the door and losing the heat. But you can also use the camera to record a time-lapse video of maybe your cookies rising or maybe your cookies burning. It's entirely up to how it turns out. But yes, a camera inside the oven just to share on social media about your wonderful cooking.
Whatever happened to looking through the glass door?
I don't know. I guess it's too blurry. It's too dark. There's a small light inside. A camera. This is going to be the way to do it.
And you'll pay through the nose for it, no doubt.
Of course you'll have to, of course.
Google have updated their flight search tool, enabling alerts for the best time to buy your tickets. In other words, if you're looking at travelling on a plane, Google will help.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is an interesting thing, that if you're potentially planning a trip next year, if you go into the Google Flights section today and you type in your destination, a rough date of when you'd like to leave and come back, and have an alert system set up, what basically happens is Google will email you when the prices go down or when they think will be the best time to book. And that's going to probably save you some money along the way. So a smart thing that Google's doing in the US, they're actually backing this little guarantee by saying that if you book it when we tell you to and the prices continue to drop, we'll give you the difference back. So that's what they're doing in the US to state this claim. But in Australia, they're just giving you the nod ahead of time.
If you're on Facebook, or if the kids, more importantly, or grandkids are on Facebook, parental controls have been improved with new ways of managing your child's experience.
Yeah, look, this had to happen, especially as, you know, more kids do want to join Facebook as they get older and things like that. As parents, when you have your kids set up attached to your profile, it basically now means that you'll be able to see how much time your kids are spending on Messenger or Instagram and Facebook, but also who they're talking to and for how long. And that might just help you have better conversations with your kids about who this person is. Are they someone from school? Are they someone they don't actually know? And this is probably what Facebook's trying to do, is improve the experience and that peace of mind for parents.
As the warmer months approach, although they're already here, really, if you look at the last couple of days' temperatures, and we head to the water, an important reminder about the water resistance ratings for your gadgets, you better check them to make sure they can actually go in the water.
Yeah, look, and when we say water is where the call out here is, because a lot of our phones can, you know, withstand, you know, being submerged in water for up to a meter or for 30 minutes and things like that. But all of those ratings are actually for fresh, clean water. So water from the tap, not your chlorinated pool, not the salt water of the beach. So when you are at the beach, still be conscious of that. Try not to get your phone wet. Don't use your phone to scuba dive, assuming that it's going to be water resistant. A lot of people have been caught out in the past year with this and last summer, so just a bit of a community service message on that one.
If you are doing some, not scuba diving, you're just doing some snorkeling and you want to use your camera to take photos, is that going to be safe if you're not too deep, you're just on the surface, but you'd like to use your waterproof phone to take some photos, use it as a camera, is that going to be safe to do?
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. And the reason I say that is because there are no phones that are waterproof. They're water resistant, and, right, and their claims are only going to be with fresh water. So if something does happen, even if it still continues to work after you take those photos, your warranty is void. Your warranty is completely void because it's salt water straight away. So,
okay.
Yeah. So my advice is not to, unless it's a once in a lifetime photo, yes, do that, but don't expect the phone to work forever after the case.
Just a quick one, because I've got to go to the news. Andy sent an email, wants to know, is there a security camera that you can put at the front gate that doesn't connect to Wi-Fi? His front gate's a fair way away and the Wi-Fi doesn't reach there, but he wanted to have a security camera at the front gate. Is there such a device or not?
Yeah, look, most of them have a SD card slot that will do local storage if there's no Wi-Fi in range. So most of the cameras you'll buy will have that backup storage when it can't connect to the internet, and that should help him. It just means you have to check that card every time he wants to look at the footage.
Okay. I imagine because there's no internet connection, of course, the facilities of a security camera that notify you on your phone that there's somebody there, you won't get to use any of those facilities.
No, if you really want that and it's a far away camera, then get one with a SIM card slot so you can actually have it connected to the mobile network and you'll get notifications and footage that way.
There you go. And those devices are available.
Absolutely. Available now.
Okay. Thanks, mate. We'll catch you next week.
Speak soon.
Okay. See you later. That's Jeff Quattromani.